This book tells their stories. It explores what resistance in Germany meant after the influential figures around Klaus von Stauffenberg had been killed or were on the run following the failure on July 20th, 1944, of his plot, codenamed Valkyrie, to assassinate Hitler. It examines how German officers lower down the chain of command responded to Hitler's nihilistic orders for the destruction of Germany and Europe. And above all, it shows how ordinary people, workers, architects, doctors, and priests, possessed the conviction, bravery, and guile necessary to throw themselves into a final act of resistance against the National Socialist regime. Chapter 1. War, Atrocities, Resistance. On September 1, 1939, German planes appeared over the central Polish city of Wieluń. Their bomb bays opened. The synagogue, church, hospital, and houses below exploded. Horrified residents streamed out of the city. They found little respite. Stuka dive bombers, which would terrify civilians across Europe, strafed them. Bodies littered the roads. The operation was repeated in